Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 34 of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and I am extremely excited because now that Christmas is officially over, I am very happy to announce that with some assistance from my family, very much appreciated, next year I will be going down to Florida, which means I get to go to Super Nintendo World. Very excited about that. And also really excited, I'm going to ReachConf. I have been wanting a chance to go to ReachConf, so I am really happy that I'm going to get to do it, and might even get to meet some of my fellow Beneath the Tangles members, because we all know each other online, but we haven't always had the opportunity to actually meet face to face. I know some members of Beneath the Tangles are planning to be at ReachConf, so really excited that I'll get a chance to meet them, and who knows, maybe some of you listening will be at ReachConf. If so, say hi, see me. So I had my second episode of my live stream devotionals on my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel, and it was a step up. Now, a lot of people might not see it as such. My first stream, I didn't have anybody there live, and I've only had a couple viewers watch it after the fact. This second stream, I only had one person, and about the same number of people have watched it after the fact. And some might see that as really not making much progress, but every step, even a tiny one, is progress. For me, it doesn't matter how many people I get to watch these videos, because I'm not doing it, you know, for numbers. I'm doing it as a way to spread God's word more than I have before, and to just give an option for people who like geek-related things. A good example, I got a message after my first episode. Of course, my first episode, I was talking about Cassandra Cain, and I got a comment on that from somebody who is not a believer, but he told me that he really enjoyed the video and he liked my analysis talking about Cassandra Cain and the topic of self-forgiveness. And I figure that's potentially a little seed planted in that person. He may not be a believer, but who knows? That could have been a first step towards making a new believer. And if that is the only thing that ever comes out of my YouTube channel, then I consider that a victory. And I'm going to keep doing them. I already have plans for my next one. Don't know specifically when I'm going to do it. And I want to try to do some videos on there that aren't specifically live streams. I just haven't really had the chance to do a lot of those yet. But the channel's slowly growing, and I'm going to keep working at it. All right, so it's time to talk today's anime recommendation. And today we are talking about the 2001 series, Noir. This is one of those anime that does not have a manga. It's strictly an anime. And this is a very interesting series about two assassins, Muriel and Kirika. The two of them come together in the first episode, both having a lot of their past unknown even to themselves. Admittedly, more so Kirika than Muriel, but they end up joining forces and working a lot of assassination jobs together. Now, at this same time, there is a group called, and my, admittedly, my French is not the best, so I'm not sure if I'm actually pronouncing this right, but I believe it's La Soldat, which basically the soldiers. And it's a group that's kind of overseeing them, but at the same time, they're sending assassins after Muriel and Kirika. But we don't know specifically why. So we've got the two of them who are both trying to figure out things about their past and their connection to each other. We've got this group that's coming after the both of them. This show has a lot of good action and excellent soundtrack. I remember when I watched this when it first came out, this was one of the few anime that I actually bought the soundtrack for. Because this has a lot of really good music in it. If for nothing else, I recommend the show for that. But there's a lot of intrigue, there's action, not really a lot of comedy in this one. I tend to lean more towards the comedic anime, but in this case, this one's pretty serious. It is much more of a drama, you know, than a comedy. And the fact that I, as somebody who prefers comedies, really enjoyed this says a little, I think, about the quality of the series. Now, thankfully, this is another one that is available on Crunchyroll. So if you want to check the series out, it is readily available. I'm actually on a bit of a roll here. The past couple that I've recommended are available to watch. So, hey, I think I'm actually making pretty good progress on the stuff I'm recommending now. But yeah, if you want to find out what's happening, who these two girls are, who the group is, why it all is coming together, I highly recommend checking out Noir. You know, often in life, there are people who want to give us love, and we just refuse to let them. We constantly push back against them. But despite that, they continue to wait for us and have that love just ready to come. A good example of this is in the series Fruits Basket. Of course, Fruits Basket is about the Soma family, who are all kind of cursed with the Chinese zodiac, in that, you know, each member of the family, when embraced by a member of the opposite sex, becomes the animal that they represent. And that includes one who is not part of the Chinese zodiac, Kyo Soma, the cat. And much like how the cat is kind of the outlier and the outcast of the zodiac, Kyo is the outcast of the Soma family, in a way. And he has a lot of issues with self-hatred, guilt, anger, and even when Toru wants to give love and caring and friendship to him, he constantly rejects it out of his own feeling of not deserving it, out of lashing out, and just unwilling to accept the love that Toru is willing to offer. Eventually, though, with her help, he manages to finally find some peace. And that's when he's able to accept her love. The love that was waiting there all along, no matter how long it took. And that kind of thing really makes me think of God. Because so often people will just reject God over and over for varying different reasons. But in spite of it all, God continues to wait. A great example, and it's one of my favorite parables that Jesus told in the Bible, is of course the parable of the prodigal son. I don't want to read it for you because I really love this parable. This is of course in Luke 15, starting in verse 11. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." so his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. A few days later, this younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for the son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but is now found." So the party began. One of the biggest things about that story, of course, is forgiveness. But I love that it also shows the patience and love that the father had. The father was waiting all that time for his son to come home. Well, while the son was just making mistake after mistake after mistake, the father was letting him live his life, letting him make his mistakes, but waiting right there, ready to take him back the moment he came home. And that's how it is with God. God, despite what a lot of people think should happen, God is not always going to stop us from making mistakes. He's not going to force us to accept his love. But it's always there. No matter how much we mess up, no matter how much we push away, God is always waiting right there for us to come to him. And the moment we do, he's ready to put his arms around us, draw us close, and welcome us back home. I've always loved that parable because, Lord knows, I'm far from perfect, and there have been so many times where I've myself pushed away, chosen things of the world instead of the ways of God. And then when it cost me, God was still right there. He didn't care that I messed up. He still loved me, and he still was ready to welcome me home anytime I messed up. Paul was another great example of this. He thought he was doing right, was constantly pushing against God with his persecution of Christians. When he allowed Jesus to take the lead in his life, he never forgot where he had been because he knew that his past could make an example for people, and he could show people that even somebody like him could still be welcomed back into God's arms. In 1 Timothy 1:16, Paul wrote, "But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life." A lot of times people will think, well, I'll come to God when I get my life together. Or they'll think, I'm too far gone. I've made too many mistakes. I can't come to God. God wouldn't accept me. But the thing is, there is no such thing as too far gone. There's no such thing as too late. If somebody who was literally murdering Christians, murdering God's people could still be accepted into the family of God, then why would anyone else think that they couldn't be? A lot of times people think that their sin is more powerful than God's forgiveness, and it's not. Nothing is more powerful than God and his forgiveness. And as far as the ones who say, well, I'll go to God when I get my life together, that's not going to happen. Especially if you're not with God. I mean, it's no secret. Nobody's perfect. And if you're waiting to be perfect, to be good enough to be with God, you're never going to be. But the thing is, God doesn't want perfect. He doesn't expect perfect because he knows that we can't be perfect. God wants us just as we are. And once we go to him, he'll help take us through the rest. Trying to get ourselves right on our own will never work. But with God, all things are possible. And God can lead us out of the struggles that we have. He can lead us into the places that we're meant to be. I mean, God's love for us is the whole reason the world is still spinning. A lot of people say, well, as terrible as the world is, why doesn't God just come down, take his people to heaven, and just end it all? But God's love is the exact reason that hasn't happened. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. God loves us so much that he doesn't want to let it all end when there's still so many that don't know him, whether because they've never heard or because they're choosing not to know him. God wants to keep his arms open wide for those people. Now, yes, eventually the end's going to come. But God wants to give us the time to come to him. He loves us so much that he doesn't want to lose anyone. And he's going to continue to wait for us to finally come to him. Much like how Toru was willing to wait for Kyo, and eventually they managed to find happiness together, God is always waiting for us, always waiting to give us that warm embrace and welcome us back home. All we have to do is turn to him. If you'll join me now in prayer. Lord God, I thank you that you constantly show patience that I know I don't deserve. That no matter what I do, your arms are open wide, waiting to welcome me back. And Lord, I pray that I will never allow anything to stop me from turning to you. That I will never let anything keep me from coming into your arms and acknowledging my need for you. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. It's time now for songs that tell the story. And today we talked about God continuing to wait for us as we drag our feet, it seems like sometimes, in accepting his grace and his love. The fact that he will continue to wait. No matter how much we mess up, no matter how much we push away, his grace is always there. And I think that's expressed really well in the song Grace That Won't Let Go by Gateway Worship. Grace, amazing grace, unfailing grace that saves my soul. Grace, unending grace, unrelenting grace that won't let go.
And it's time once again for Anime Trivia. And today we're going to be giving you a really tough one. So this one is worth 500 Tangle Tokens as we go into the My Hero Academia Ultra Analysis book. This, of course, has profiles on all the characters from My Hero Academia. And we're going to be looking at the profile from Fumikage Tokoyami, one of my favorite characters. Now, when they're looking at his profile, it discusses his power, speed, wits, and technique. What is the fifth element that it discusses, which he is S-ranked on? Again, in the My Hero Academia Ultra Analysis book, in the profile for Fumikage Tokoyami, it discusses his power, speed, wits, and technique. What is the fifth element?
And that brings us to the end of another episode. If you want to get more from me, you can really find me all over the place. I'm on YouTube, both at Luigi's Stories and on Geekiness and Godliness. You can also find more of my Geekiness and Godliness stuff on Twitter at GeekinessG, and you can find a lot from my Luigi persona on pretty much all social media platforms at Luigi's_stories. And if you want more from Beneath the Tangles, you can find them on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope that this has been a blessing for you, and I hope to see you back again for the next episode. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.